BBC News with Gerry Smit. The Australian Roman Catholic Archbishop Philip Wilson has been convicted of covering up child sexual abuse in the 1970s. Archbishop Wilson, who held a junior position at the time, faces up to 2 years in jail for failing to report the crimes of a now notorious paedophile priest. Journalists from Western and Chinese news organisations have flown into North Korea to witness the closure of the Punggye-ri nuclear test site. South Korean reporters have been excluded. Pyongyang announced the closure at last month's inter-Korean summit. Malaysia's anti-corruption chief says he faced threats and harassment when trying to investigate a corruption case linked to the former Prime Minister Najib Razak. Mohamed Sukri Abdul said a bullet had even been sent to his home. He was speaking as Mr. Najib gave testimony to an anti-corruption panel. Israel's Air Force chief says it has become the first country to use the F-35 stealth fighter in combat. Major General Amicham Norkin said Israel was flying the US-made fighters all over the Middle East and had attacked twice on two different fronts. Panama says fresh information from Israel indicates that a plane crash in Colon in 1994 was a terrorist attack. Most of the 21 victims were Jewish. The crash happened shortly after an attack on a Jewish centre in Buenos Aires. At least 14 police officers in eastern Afghanistan have been killed in fierce fighting with Taliban militants. The Taliban say they've now taken control of two districts in Ghazni. Provincial officials dispute this and say the battle is continuing. New zoological research has suggested a growing human appetite for the Chinese giant salamander has pushed the world's largest amphibian to the brink of extinction. The creatures, which date back 170 million years, have in recent times become a prized delicacy. BBC News.